Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the process, through that process, through that calling and that destiny that God has for us. It is the place where God shows and demonstrates in our life. It's the place where we see his power manifested in us as he uses us for his glory. We see ourselves going through that process, even as Abraham goes through that there place. He leaves the familiar to go into the unfamiliar and trust God, and it's counted to him as for righteousness. Well, for us, it is the place where God makes us, and we trust him even the more, and in our trust, we believe Lord, in the land of the living, in our life, we believe to see God's grace and mercy. We believe to see his hand shown strong in our lives so that other people will be blessed by the God we serve, by the truth we walk in, and by the hope we live in. We see God moving us from high glory to glory, faith to faith. We see ourselves growing in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see ourselves becoming more and more like him. And as we do, somebody's life is going to be changed by our overcoming testimony. Somebody's going to be encouraged. Somebody's going to have hope. Somebody's going to come to Jesus. We're going to plant seeds. We're going to water seeds. We're going to bring in harvest. And it's going to be all for the glory of God, that our life was not lived for ourselves, but it was lived for him. And he used us. He used us for his glory in the earth so that someone else will be changed. When God wants to use an individual, a tribe, a nation, he gets the glory out of them. And he gets the glory by allowing them to see that he's a faithful God who will never, never leave or forsake them. We're going back to our study, and we're going back into being empowered in this 15 minutes and encouraged in our walk of faith and the process of what we go through every day. God uses our everyday situations to refine us and prove us. And we just have to understand that we're just in a process. The process is taking us higher and higher to the place that God wants us to be. We started this series dealing with being considered for a blessing, and now we're talking about the gift of the blessing, which is Jesus Christ. And we're coming out of 1 John, first chapter, and we read verses 1 through 14. And the 14th verse is what we want to really talk about and go into. That first 14th verse in John 1 lets us understand Jesus Christ. It said, and Christ became a human being and lived here on the earth among us and was full of loving forgiveness and truth. And some of us have seen his glory, and the glory of this only Son of Heaven. This is dealing with, is talking about how he came into the earth and his glory, the gift of who he was seen and manifested. Now, we said earlier in the previous broadcast that basically Jesus came to the earth and the earth was made by him. He was in the beginning, and those who he came to did not receive him. And we encourage you yesterday to let you know that everybody's not going to receive you, not on your job, not even in church. They're not going to receive you. Jesus dealt with religious people. He dealt with people who wanted a form but denied the power. He dealt with people who did not want to receive the gift. So God is going to use you in different ways. He's going to use you to bring glory to him, and everybody's not going to like it. They're not going to want to see the gift that you have or the gift that you are to them, that God is empowered to tell them and show them his love, his mercy, his kindness, his authority. They're not going to want to see that. So you have to get over that, because you can become stuck in that, and then you begin to start to be a people pleaser instead of a God pleaser. So you have to move from that and understand that they denied or rejected Jesus, and there will be some that will do the same. Jesus even lets us know that because you are mine, because you belong to me, they're going to hate you like they hated me, because you are mine. So everyone is not going to say you're wonderful. Do not stay stuck there. Move to that next place. Move to that next thing. The word lets us see here that Jesus humbled himself. He humbled himself, and he did what he had needed to do for the glory of God. There is a humbling process that God is going to take us through. He's going to humble us so that we can do his will. And he's going to make sure that there, when we do his will, it's all for his glory. It's not about us. When God takes us through an experience of humbling us, it is not for him punishing us. It is getting us ready so that pride does not take over. Anything else in our lives, unhealed places where we want to get people back, or we have not we've not been accepted, so we want to let us see us and accept us. So everything that will fight or refute the word and the will of God, God will humble you in those areas, so that when he displays you, when he puts you out there, they only see glory. They only see Jesus. They only see his love. They only see his power. They only see his word. His life is true. They don't see you. You don't take opportunities that God gives you to try to get people back or make yourself look big or make yourself look in a certain light. You have to come humble. You have to come in a place and in an attitude and an spirit that says, God, I'm you being used by you, and it's your power, it's your will, it's you, and I'm doing this for your glory. Let someone's life be touched. Let someone's life be changed. Let me encourage someone. Let me plant a seed. Let me empower someone. Let the truth make someone live better. Whatever it is that God is using you in, it is for his glory. So Jesus humbles himself, and he comes to, and what I love about it is this, Jesus, who has all power, humbles himself, and he comes in a form of limitations, in a locked time, in a locked space. He humbles himself, and he comes in a space and a time. He can only do certain things in certain times in certain places. So that is the limitation. He was dealing with the mindset of man, the flesh of man, the heart of man. So that was the time and the space that he was operating in. It didn't take away from him. He could not do what he wanted to do in that time span, limited amount of space because of man's heart. There will be things that God would want to do in you and use you in areas, especially if you minister the word and when you go into different places or even in your own congregation, but it will be a limited space because of the minds and the hearts of the people where they are that day, where they're receptive to. You can't give a word to someone who's not willing to receive it, or they're not willing to hear it because of where they are. So you have to preach to them or teach to them or minister to them in a place where they can be brought up. And so where God might be giving you deep revelation or giving you something profound, you may not be able to express that in that setting. Or you might be in a setting where God is giving you so much. If you're like me, God gives me a table full of food to feed people on different calibers and different areas of their life and to minister to them. But there are times when I'm not able to. I'm only able to give that little buffet. I'm only able to give them the small amount instead of a feast. I'm only able to give them a small amount of food, a small portion instead of a seven course, a course meal. I'm only able to give them a three course because they cannot handle more. So God allows me to to put together a word that is a banquet style, but he won't allow me to give it. And he will let me come back again at another setting or another church and fulfill the rest of that word. So sometimes we want to give it all, but we cannot. Sometimes you want to be able to bless or do or serve in a capacity, even on your job in different areas, but you're limited because of the minds and the hearts of the people. But you have to use the space and the time that you have, just like Jesus, and do what. You can't do it all there, but there might be another opportunity that comes that you're able to do more. So sometimes not being able to fulfill it all is not failure or not seen in a place where it is the atmosphere, it is the mind, it's the hearts of the people, and you've got to be receptive to the Holy Spirit of what they can eat, what they can receive, how much you can do, how much they will receive. And as you do that, you still move in the timing of God, you still move in the will of God, you still fulfill the purpose of God, but it's in smaller quantities. Okay, so Jesus did that. He limited himself, he humbled himself and came to a limited form as far as his ability to do certain things, locked in time and space that was given and allotted for that season, for that place, for that. And God became a man through Christ. He became God, basically became a man in the form of Christ and the earth. And that's wonderful because it lets me know that as he came into Christ and became that which was necessary in the earth so that they could see him, he does the same with us through the Holy Spirit. He comes into our lives, he comes in us, and he uses us. So he comes in us, and they see Christ, they see God in us. And it's not us, it's him. Jesus says many, many times, I've showed you the Father. They keep asking, we want to see the Father. He says, I've showed you the Father. And showing the Father means I've shown you the character, the attributes, the heart, the will, the desire of the Father, the word, the life, the truth of the Father. And that's what we do. We show Christ, we show the Father by how we live, by living the word, the life, the truth, by demonstrating his divine will. We do that. And when we do that, people's lives are changed. Things are changed for the better, even though sometimes it's a press to do it. You still can do it. You're still able to because he that's in you is great. And the assignment that he's given you is greater than the trouble or the people or the circumstances that try to prevent the will of God. It's going to be done. Jesus faced many, many things, but the will of God was done. It was fulfilled. And so because he was able to do it, we will be able to do it. We're talking about the gift here. This is all the time that I have for today. I pray that you have a wonderful worship experience this weekend and that you go in and worship God knowing that he has an awesome plan for your life. We'll be back next week to empower you again and to encourage you even more. Be blessed.